The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, we get a number of "I am" sayings in the Gospel of John. Right? We've got Jesus saying, "I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd." Yeah, this one, "I am the bread of life," is something that's repeated twice more in the Gospel. So it's a title of particular significance, a title that Jesus gives to himself. And we see, I think, what is so significant about this gift, the gift that is Jesus. And I think this is what the dialogue in this particular section in the Gospel of John and in this his sixth chapter, you know, into the Bread of Life discourse, the significance, right, is not, as we've seen, what Jesus can do for the crowd, what Jesus can do for the people, that great sign that they almost can't see except to receive it as, you know, simple food, simple bread, his feeding of the multitude in the wilderness, that great Passover sign. We see it's not so much about what Jesus can do, it's about who Jesus is. And we will only receive, you know, what Jesus can do, the fruit of his work, should we embrace who he is. Because otherwise we find ourselves stuck in the earlier part of this dialogue. Again, we see it's quite a natural transition. And the crowd says to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you?" Right? As though feeding 5,000 people with five dinner rolls and a couple dry fish, as if that wasn't a sign, right? It's significant though for us to think about it, because, you know, we perhaps have these kind of movements of our own heart, whether it's about doubt, it's about some of our more anxious thoughts. You know, we consider maybe our past. I know that any number of people struggle with their own past, and perhaps even embracing the mercy of God because of past sins and the like, but also having confidence in or hope in God as we, you know, explore the uncharted waters of the future. You know, are we in the crowd as well, asking for a sign when I don't know, the signs perhaps are all around us? I mean, if it weren't for signs, in the sense of in the same sense that Jesus is offering them, you know, signs of the inbreaking of the kingdom of God, signs of the love of God made manifest to us in and as Christ Jesus, right? Signs of God's never ending love for us. If it weren't for those true signs, then where would we be? Where would we be? But so we look around for signs. If we look around for signs, for those kind of, you know, the desire for clarity or say a sign that gives us what we need to know or what we think we want to see beyond a shadow of a doubt, maybe we're looking for the wrong kinds of things, right? Maybe we find ourselves with the crowd. What sign can you do? You know, do a sign for us. Maybe that's say, prompting enough for us to reconsider where we are and what we're looking for. Because, yeah, signs, true signs, are all around, right? True signs. So, and in the Easter season, I think it's worth saying, death to life signs are all around, okay? And it may or may not be you who can say, you know, were it not for the saving power of God, I would be lying dead in the gutter, you know? So you, if that's not you, that's okay. But you have to listen to me when I say, if it were not for the grace and power of God, if it were not for his, you know, his my sharing in his life breath, things would not be very good, you know? So it's like, where would we be? Where would we be? And yeah, so I think this is it for Jesus. And look, it should be easy enough to consider it, given Jesus offering himself to us here, whole and entire, especially as the bread of life, and stirring in our hearts, because of course, you know, we're not smarter or whatever than the rest, right? There's nothing that says, okay, well, yeah, we're a cut above the rest. So of course, you know, being the elite, you know, being those who quite clearly deserve the gifts of God, we're ready to have this, we're ready to say this line with the crowd, give us this bread always, right? So we're excited for the bread. What is the bread? My Father gives the true bread from heaven. What is the bread? The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Okay, the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I mean, this is the coming together of heaven and earth stuff, right? Our cosmology, our cosmological outlook has to be rewritten to keep heaven and earth together, to have them overlap and interlock. But also we have to see that, yes, the life of heaven is given, the bread of heaven, the sustenance, the life of heaven is given to give life to the world. Right? So it's not given so as for us to have new spiritual experiences, although we have those as well. It's given to us, the bread of God is given to us to give life to the world. So to give life to you and whatever you touch. Yeah, and this is what is intended here, Jesus giving himself to us as the bread of life to nourish and sustain us, to give heaven to allow heaven to be the power that drives us, and God's own, again, his own life of love given to us as bread, the bread of life, Jesus himself, so that we will go about bringing life to the world. And of course, this is it, right? Jesus, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, because we'll be satisfied. Yeah, we're filled to the full by Jesus, by nothing else, by the way. Right? It doesn't matter how many wings you can eat or how much beer you can drink. You're not getting there. Okay, I tried a little bit last night. It was like, you know, it was good, but I wasn't getting there. You know, I was still going to bed, like, I probably could have had another wing or two. You know, it's like, I'm going to be a little bit hungry. When it comes to Jesus, you're full. You're full. Now, part of it is to say, we're all filled to our capacity to receive. And then this is the challenge for us, is to continue to hunger for Jesus, right? To be able to say with the crowd, sir, give us this bread always. Give us this bread always. Right? So and these are people who have been filled with the bread. They followed Jesus. They went to lengths to follow Jesus because they ate the bread. They loved it. It's pretty good bread. As I said yesterday, it's got to be pretty good bread. And then they've come to him, and he's been able to turn that around to say, this is what you truly want. And they say, yes, it is, that is. Give us this bread always. So fill us to the full always. And then of course, when we're full of the life of God, we're ever eager to pour ourselves out in his service. This is just the way that it works. And of course, you know, we're approaching the altar. We're approaching the table of God's banquet. We're approaching the great sacrifice of the Mass now. And we recognize that we need both of these aspects. We need that desire. We need to go to God and say, "Sir, give us this bread always." Like, we're dedicating ourselves to you, Lord God. And we are eager to receive what it is that you so desperately want to give us. And then receiving him, receiving the strength of his own life of love made flesh for us, we're now ready to do as Jesus has instructed, right? We're receiving the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. We want this life. We want life. We want abundant life, life to the full. We want overflowing life. And God now, here and now, is feeding us with his own precious life and giving us the strength that we need in order to bring life to the world.